Hello and welcome to the Compliance Week podcast. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer for Compliance Week, and we'll be discussing new scrutiny being placed on the fund industry, in particular mutual funds, by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Financial Stability Oversight Council. It's come to light that the SEC has decided to develop rules that will require fund complexes to disclose more about their portfolio holdings, ultimately ramping up the data it collects from the mutual fund sector to better monitor industry risk. This comes as FSOC is said to be considering a move to designate some of the largest firms in the space, notably Fidelity Investments and BlackRock, as systematically important financial institutions, which will face greater regulatory scrutiny and capital requirements. To get a handle on what this all means and the effect that might be felt by both funds and the issuers whose securities are within them, we spoke to Bibb Strench, counsel at law firm Seward & Kissel, and a former attorney in the SEC's Division of Investment Management. Bibb, can you tell us what may be afoot regarding the SEC and efforts to hold funds to greater disclosure standards?
It has been reported recently that the new disclosure standards has been prompted by basically FSOC looking at whether certain large fund complexes advisors should be regulated as a SIFI. But in fact, this has been an initiative of the SEC kind of that predates the FSOC SIFI determination. Back when Norm Champ, who is the director of the SEC's Division of Investment Management, and it's that division that would be proposing these rules, back when he came on board, he listed as long-term priorities, one being obtaining more information from mutual funds. And specifically, he noted a form NSAR, which is often the black sheep of the SEC forms because nobody pays attention to it. He said that that form was antiquated and it needed to be revamped. But, you know, it should be pointed out that that form currently requires mutual funds to supply a fair amount of information to the SEC, including information on the types of investments in a fund's portfolio.
What is the SEC's rationale for greater disclosure of portfolio holdings?
The SEC always collects data. It collects data from investment advisors. It's now collecting data from hedge fund advisors. And it collects data for a variety of reasons. You know, one, so that it is better informed when it engages in rulemaking. Another reason, it needs data, and maybe in this case, new types of data, so it can perform its risk analysis better. It needs data so it can figure out how to prioritize its inspection forces, which complexes, what to look for. And then the SEC periodically issues guidance to the mutual fund industry, and it needs better data to really issue more thoughtful and relevant guidance. And the other thing I would add is that the current information flow, especially about portfolio securities through Form NSAR and other filings, is only quarterly. That's not counting money market funds, but other funds. And so I think the one of the things the SEC is looking at is making that more frequent, monthly, or maybe even more frequent, depending on the type of information.
How much of a burden might this be for the fund industry?
I think it could be a significant burden. First, there has been an avalanche of regulations kind of thrown at the mutual fund industry, some not even from the SEC. anti-money laundering, things of that nature. Typically, a mutual fund outsources most of its the services it needs to a third-party administrator. And that third-party administrator plays a big role in providing data for the current form NSR, and it would be playing that similar role if the SEC wants enhanced information. And the administrator needs to be paid, and they charge the fund, and ultimately that goes in the expense ratio of the fund, and the shareholders pay it. And that's acutely felt for smaller mutual funds where a high expense ratio can impact performance. Often the advisor pays part of that expenses so that the performance numbers aren't hit so hard. But that could eventually be a higher barrier of entry for somebody who wants to start a mutual fund because now this is still another type of new expense that is going to be incurred when you're managing a mutual fund.
There's a temptation to tie this effort to FSOC's desire to add mutual funds and others to its list of non-bank SIFIs. You say that the two activities, though, may not necessarily be related.
I say they're unrelated because the initiative, at least informally through speeches, predated FSOC's activities. You know, with that said, certainly the SEC, which has a member on FSOC, is cognizant of what FSOC is doing, including potentially having federal banking regulators regulating some of the largest fund complexes traditionally regulated by the SEC. So I think where there may be a connection is timing. Like I mentioned before, this was characterized as a long-term goal of the SEC and particularly the Division of Investment Management. It might be on a faster track. Also, it is highly unusual for information about proposed rulemaking to basically leak out to the media before there's actually a formal rule proposed. This is because the SEC and other regulators don't want to be influenced by the industry or consumers or anybody else when they're developing a rule proposal. Rather, that process happens actually after they propose the rule, they solicit comment, and then eventually they'll adopt the rule. So it is a bit unusual that there's a front page story in a major newspaper about rulemaking that hasn't even been proposed. And maybe that's related to FSOC, maybe it's related to the fact that the SEC has expressed concern about mutual funds investing in derivatives and that it wants to get in front of these issues.
Could these actions around funds actually have an impact on the issuers whose securities are within them?
Well, obviously that would depend on the type of fund. So a fund that invests in large cap equity securities, the answer is probably no. Funds like liquid alternative funds that are now engaging in practices such as leverage, swaps, things of that nature, there may be a impact on the participants in the markets who trade and buy and sell those type of instruments, but less likely that these activities, the SEC and FSOC activities, will have too much impact on issuers. The only exception that comes to mind is money market funds, which we haven't spoken about, and which are being heavily regulated. In that case, portfolio companies, which are as large as General Motors or Microsoft, are definitely impacted by what's happening when they issue commercial paper in the money markets. And I think that's one concern from portfolio companies, non-mutual funds, that those markets don't get disrupted because they're really kind of the lifeblood of corporations and how they engage in short-term financing and meeting short-term needs.
That's all for this week's podcast. Once again, we were speaking to Bibb Strench, counsel at law firm Seward & Kissel, and a former attorney in the SEC's Division of Investment Management. We spoke to him about the heightened regulatory focus on mutual funds and the fund industry. This is Compliance Week's Joe Mott. Thank you for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.